Good Erev Shabbos. It is not Friday, it is Erev Shabbos, and we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous series sponsor, Menon Tzipor Fishman, Eschus Vachayer, Rivka Basipor Fredo, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Sven, David Aryeh. Thank you for your generosity and support. Here comes that siren, and here comes that Shabbos. How great to have music back. We're after Lag BaOmer. We're counting not down, but counting up to stand at that mountain together and to be able to receive the Torah anew. And until then, each Shabbos is critically important. Each Shabbos is transformational to help us get ready and where we need to be. This Shabbos we're reading Parshas Bahar, although this thought is not only relevant, if you're listening any week, it is important. And many people assume the reason we let the land grow lay fallow is because we want the land to rejuvenate, we want the land to rest. In fact, in this context, our Parsha uses the language of Shabbos over and over again. When you enter the land that I'm giving you, let the land rest a Shabbos for Hashem. 6 years you plant, 6 years you prune, and the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabboson. Over and over and over again, Shemitah is given to us in the context using the word Shabbos. What is the connection? On the one hand, Shabbos is the seventh day after 6 days of work. Shemitah is the seventh year after 6 years of work. Clearly, there's a cycle of seven going on. And yet, there's something more. Shabbos, Shabboson. The Zohar HaKodesh says, V'shav ta'aretz Shabbos Lashem mamish. Mamish, it's a Shabbos. Mamish, it's a Shabbos. So it should say 6 years, plant your field. And then V'shav ta'aretz Shabbos Lashem. Why is V'shav ta'aretz Shabbos Lashem even before this six? Even before the 6 years. What's going on here about Shabbos? So the assumption one would make is that, what is Shemitah really all about? What's Shabbos really all about? So The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey, fantastic book. If you haven't read it, it's a must read, really a Musar Sefer. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Covey develops the idea of what he calls P and PC, not political correctness. He was before that. P stands for productivity, and PC stands for productivity capability, productivity capacity. Not what we produce, but how we maintain and improve our ability to produce. So for example, the P of a car is how fast you can go. The productivity of it is how much can you push the car, how fast can you go. The PC is, did you change the oil? Do you balance the tires? Do you change the air filter? Do you take care of the car? PC. If you don't do the PC, the productivity capability, the car is going to burn out. Car is going to be no good. Car is going to get you nowhere. So the P, how fast can I drive it? How hard can I push it? P is great, and people focus on the P, how fast can I go? But what about the PC, what he calls the productivity capability? And Covey writes, the same is true for the human being. We have a P, we have our productivity. How much can I do? What can my output be? How much can I accomplish? But we also have a PC, the productivity capability, which is, are you going to burn out? Are you going to fry out? Do we rejuvenate? Do we re-energize? Do we take care of our physical, emotional, spiritual well-being? Do we have a continued education? Do we develop as people? Do we grow? Not only do we have the drive, the relentless push for P, for productivity, but what about our PC? What about our productivity capability? What about maintaining and preserving and securing our capacity and our capability to produce? So the simple understanding of both Shabbos and Shemitah, the yearly Shabbos, is that it's all about PC. Take off, have a sabbatical so that you can grow again. And in some ways, that's true. If we push, if we work too hard, if we produce too much, we're going to burn out. So 6 days, 6 days we work, and the seventh day we rest. 6 years we work, and the seventh year we rest. It's all about the Torah legislating, the Torah regulating, the Torah requiring us to be focused not only on the P, but to be focused on the PC, the productivity capability as well, and that's important. However, that entirely misses the point of Shabbos. And Chevra, listen carefully. As we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, listen carefully the Shabbos we're about to go into. The Slonim Rebbe in Parshas Bahar points out, Shabbos hi tachlis habriya. Shabbos is the tachlis. It's not just that I rest on Shabbos to rejuvenate and re-energize and get ready to go back to the week. It's not just that Shabbos is all about productivity capability. That's missing the boat, missing the point of Shabbos. Shabbos is tachlis l'maisa b'rishis. Even if I never went back to work afterwards, but I worked hard only to have Shabbos, Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is not the means. Shabbos is not what I'm doing to get back into work and back into the week. Shabbos is not just protecting my productivity capability so I can get back to producing and productivity. Shabbos is the tachlis. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is why we're here. The Or Chaim HaKadosh writes, The whole world exists for 6 days, and then on Shabbos, God renews the contract and extends it for another year. That's the purpose of Shabbos. That is what Shabbos is all about. And that's what we say in our davening. Lakela shoshavas mikol amasa miyamashvi nisala v'yashav akisei kvodo. Lakela shoshavas, God who rested on the seventh day. God doesn't need to rest for productivity capability. He doesn't need to rest in order to produce and re-energize and rejuvenate. But it's a tachlis lamasa bereshis. God rested because rest is an ends into itself, not just a means. And we too. When we go into Shabbos, Shabbos is not how much can I sleep, how much can I take off, how much can I disconnect, how much can I have a weekly sabbatical. Shabbos is not just a weekly sabbatical where I take off from work in order to rejuvenate, re-energize, and take care of our well-being. Shabbos is the destination. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the tachlis. I do all the work during the week, and the payoff is Shabbos. It's not that I rest on Shabbos and the payoff is now I have a good work week. I work all week so I can have the payoff of Shabbos. It's an entirely different perspective and different view. It's an entirely different goal of what Shabbos is really all about. So we should go into the Heilig of Shabbos, turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos to realize. Spend today, these last moments, these last time we have getting ready for Shabbos. Get ready. Make that push. Honor Shabbos. Shower and shave and change. Set the table and walk in with delicacies and delicious food. But walk in with a Dvar Torah. Walk in with Zemiros. And walk in, not, you see, if Shabbos is just PC, productivity capability, so eat the meal as quickly as you can, get to sleep as fast as you can, disconnect as much as you can, and do nothing. Because the less you do, the more you'll rest, the better you'll have productivity. That's not what it's about. Shabbos is not about quickly rushing, be off, disconnect. It's find the energy for Shabbos. Shabbos is the tachlis. So don't find the energy to work all week and have no energy to have meaningful conversation and meaningful time and beautiful singing on Shabbos. When do we need the most energy? Coming Shabbos. So take a nap on Friday. A Friday nap. My dear friend Brian Gabbett, Zechron Levracha, he used to nap, not always with consent, but he would nap on Friday when he could sneak in that couple minutes in order to have what it would take to have the most beautiful Shabbos meals. Don't push yourself on Friday, work hard, walk in the last of your 18 minutes so you could pass out Friday night. Rest a nap on Friday so you could have the most gewaltige Shabbos. That's what it's really all about. A totally new perspective. Shabbos is tachlis l'masa bereshis. We work all week and we sleep all week so we have the energy and the attention and the focus and the drive to have the most heilige Shabbos. So have a beautiful Friday. Turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos. And in order to have the most beautiful Heilig Shabbos you could have, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Kavod Shabbos. Have a beautiful Shabbos, everybody.